Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 37, frame 70. Read A.
เจ้าย่านงัวป่าบ่งัวป่า
means wild steers. Now what does the whole sentence mean? Are you afraid of wild steers? Now read B.
Oh, Jan.
What does that mean? Oh, I'm afraid of them. Frame 71. Read A.
เจ้าจะอ่านออกบ่อ่านออก
means to figure out in reading. Now, what does the whole sentence mean? Can you make it out? Now read the answer.
ตาบ่ดีปานใดย่านอ่านบ่ออกดอกบ่ดีปานใด
means not very good. Now what does the whole sentence mean? Oh, my eyes are so bad that I'm afraid I can't make it out. Frame 72. Read the first word.
Gun.
It has several translations in English, but all of them can be summed up with the idea of reflexiveness or collectivity. For example, read the verb phrase.
ตีกัน ตี
means to hit, and
ตีกัน
means to hit each other. Now read the next verb phrase.
กัดกัน
that means to bite each other. Now read the next verb phrase.
ย่านกัน
what does that mean? That means to be afraid of each other. Here are some other examples. Read number one.
กินกัน
what does that mean? To eat each other. Now read number two.
เบิ่งกัน
what does that mean? It means to look at each other or to look after each other. Now read number three.
กงกัน
you probably don't know this one. It means to be straight in relation to each other. Now read number four.
แบ่งกัน
that means to divide amongst themselves. Now read number five.
อ้างกัน
that means to show off something to each other. Now read number six.
ติดต่อกัน
that means to contact each other. Now read number seven.
ตื่นกัน
that means to startle each other. Now read number eight.
กวนกัน
that means to disturb each other. Now read number 9.
Nè nam gan.
That means to advise each other. Now read number 10.
Gan gan.
That means to be mean to each other. Frame 73. This is a low-class consonant. It is called
Domo.
It is the same consonant sound as in
Ma,
to come. Frame 74.
Domo
is called a bilabial nasal, since the closure is made with the two lips and the air is routed through the nasal cavity. Repeat it after the tape.
Domo. Domo. Domo.
Frame 75. Observe how it is written. You start at the lower left side with a counterclockwise loop. Proceed upwards, go to the left, and then go back down and move to the right smoothly, and go directly upwards. Write it in the spaces provided. Check your answer. Frame 76. These four words all end in short vowels. Listen to the pitch contour. Number 1.
M.
Number 2.
M.
Number 3.
M.
Number
4. M.
Now listen as they are read again in sequence.
M, me, mo, mo.
What is the pitch contour? It's mid-level. Frame 77. Is this rule correct or not? Low-class initial consonants, followed by short vowels, are pronounced with mid-pitch contour. That's true. Frame 78. Read these words. Number 1.
Me.
Number 2.
Mo.
Number 3.
Mu.
Number
4. Mo.
Frame 79. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Mo.
Number 2.
Mu.
Number 3.
Me.
Number 4.
Mo.
Now, check your answers. Frame 80. Look and listen as these words are read. Number 1.
Me.
Number 2.
Ma.
Number 3.
Mo.
Number 4.
Mu.
Number 5.
Mua.
Number 6.
Mo.
Number 7.
Mia.
Number 8.
Mau.
Number 9.
Mai.
Number 10.
mưa.
Number 11.
Mi.
Number 12.
Me.
Frame 81. Read these words. Number 1.
Me.
Number 2.
Ma.
Number 3.
Mo.
Number 4.
Mu.
Number 5.
Mua.
Number 6.
Mo.
Number 7.
Mia.
Number 8.
Mau.
Number 9.
Mai.
Number 10.
Mua.
Number 11.
Me.
Number 12.
Me.
Frame 82. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Mo.
Number 2.
Mai.
Number 3.
Me.
Number 4.
Me.
Number 5.
Ma.
Number 6.
Mua.
Number 7.
Mau.
Number 8.
Me.
Number 9.
Mu.
Number 10.
Mia.
Number 11.
Mua.
Number 12.
Mo.
Check your answers. Frame 83. Complete this rule in the spaces provided. Open syllables beginning with low-class initial consonants that have no tone markers above the initial consonant are spoken with high pitch contour. Frame 84. Like,
tungo,
and,
tuno, tumo,
occurs very frequently in syllable final position. When it does, the syllable it occurs in is considered to be an open syllable, and the pitch contour in the syllable is low if the initial consonant is mid-class consonant, and high if the initial consonant is low-class consonant. Frame 85. All of these words begin with low-class consonants. What would you expect the pitch contour to be? The answer is high. Now read these words. Number 1.
măng.
Number two.
Mung.
Number three.
Mung.
Number four.
Mương.
Number five.
Mung.
Number six.
Mong.
Number seven.
Mung.
Number eight.
Mung.
Number nine.
Ming.
Number ten.
Man.
Number 11.
Moon.
Number 12.
Min.
Number 13.
Mun.
Number 14.
Mon.
Number 15.
Man.
Number 16.
Moon.
Frame 86. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Moon.
Number 2.
Moon.
Number 3.
Mong.
Number 4.
Min.
Number 5.
Mung.
Number 6.
Mung.
Number 7.
Mon.
Number 8.
Mương.
Number 9.
Man.
Number 10.
Mang.
Number 11.
Mung.
Number 12.
Mun.
Number 13.
Mung.
Number 14.
Ming.
Number 15.
Man.
Number 16.
Mong.
Check your answers. Frame 87. You will no doubt remember that we said that either the vowel or diphthong or final consonant could be shortened or lengthened to make a syllable fill the space of time allotted to it in the phrase or sentence rhythm. Here are some further examples of this. Look at number one and listen to the length of the vowel and final nasal.
Man.
The final nasal here is long. Listen to it again.
Man.
Now listen to number two.
Man.
Here the vowel is long and the final nasal is short. Listen again.
Man.
Frame 88. Look at these words and say after each one whether the nasal is long or the vowel is long. Number one.
Ngong.
The answer is the nasal is long. Number two.
Nuan.
The vowel is long. Number three.
John.
The vowel is long. Number four.
Din.
The nasal is long. Number five.
Tang.
The vowel is long. Frame 89. Look and listen as these words are read. Number one.
Jam.
Number two.
Kam.
Number three.
Derm.
Number four.
Chum.
Number five.
Yam.
Number six.
Pom.
Number seven.
Tiam.
Number eight.
Dom.
Number nine.
Tim.
Number ten.
Kum.
Listen to the pitch contour as the words are read in sequence.
Cham. Kam. Derm. Chum. Yam. Pom. Tiam. Dom. Tim. Kum.
What is the pitch contour? It's low. Complete the formula below. It should be as follows. Mid-class consonants in open syllables are read with low pitch contour. Frame 90. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number one.
Dom.
Number two.
Tim.
Number three.
Cham.
Number four.
Term.
Check your answers. Frame 91. As you already know, open syllables beginning with low-class consonants are pronounced with high pitch contour if there is no number or superscript above the initial consonant. Therefore, you would expect all of these words to be pronounced with high pitch contour. Look at the words and listen to the pitch contour. Number one.
Mum.
Number two.
Nam.
Number three.
Ngam.
Number four.
Mueang.
Number five.
Mang.
Number six.
Mon.
Number seven.
Man.
Number eight.
Nuam.
Number nine.
Nam.
Number ten.
Ngom.
Are all of these pronounced with high pitch contour? Yes, they are. You should be able to write a formula indicating the type of pitch contour expected on syllables of this type. Write it below. Low-class consonants in open syllables are pronounced with high pitch contour. Frame 92. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Ngam.
Number 2.
Mang.
Number 3.
Nuam.
Number 4.
Mueang.
Check your answers. This is the end of tape 37, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.